Rashi says that the shliach who says b'fani nechta has to be the shliach of halacha. The shliach zeh habal aso shliach lahalacha. So Rashi holds that only the shliach lahalacha is required to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta, but not the shliach lekabbalah. So the Rav explained that the reason is because the takonav saying b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam is because there's a chshash that something's wrong with the get, namely that it was mezuyah for it wasn't written lishmo, and that is only Rashi holds before the isha gets the get. But once she becomes the baalas hashtar and she's holding the shtar, the shtar itself is made on this kashus, and we don't have to be choishes that it's possible. And that's one of the dine shtar, that goddess shtar is made al kashrusu. And that we see from the Gemara later on, Daf Gimel, that kim shtar is only drabonin, because edim hachsum al shtar nasu kemishin nechra dusim bevezdin. In other words, midiraisa, we don't require kim, because the shtar itself is made on its own kashrus. And that's why only the shliach leholocha has to say b'fanei necht b'fanei nechtam, and not a shliach lekabbalah, because the tfisas hashtar of the isha is made that it's kosher. And with this, we understand the Gemara later on, Dav Hei, Amei v'get m'mdina sayam v'nosnu lo v'lo omo lo b'fanei necht b'fanei nechtam, Yotzi v'havlad mamza, divir v'mei, v'chachomim amul, ein havlad mamza, keitzi yashi, yitlena hamen av yachsi, yitnena la, bifnei shnayim, v'yom v'fani nechta, v'fani nechta. So the question is, why does he have to take it from her and give it again? He let him just say it, v'fani nechta, v'fani nechta. But according to what we explain, that whenever the get is in her hands, and she's the balas hashtar, so the shtar is made on its kashrus, and there's no need for the edus of a fani nech fani nechtam. And proof to this that the shtar is made on its own kashrus is from the Gemara Subis and Daf Yutes, that if shtayim, two people, are made, that the edi hashtar are psulim, so it's considered trey or trey. And Rashi explains because there were two Edim in the Shtar, and then there were two Edim who were saying, contradicting the validity of the Shtar, saying that they're psulim. Now, in general, of course, if two people, two Edim say about a person or two other people that they're posel, so they can't be made about themselves to say that they're kosher, so they would be posel. So how is it that the Shtar, if there are two Edim in the Shtar, why is it trey? The Shtar should be posel. So you see that the shtar itself is made, that's part of the dine shtar, that it's made on its kashrus.